BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, has appeared on national television to justify his recent decision to use force against anti-government demonstrators. Mr. Morsi, heavily criticized for his recent expansion of powers to rule by decree, said dialogue was needed to solve the crisis, and he invited all major political factions to a meeting on Saturday. Mr. Morsi said he hadn't intended to stop the judiciary from doing its work.
My role is to protect the country and to see that its stability and security is guaranteed, and security and stability of all the citizens. That was pushed me to issue that decree. My responsibility, as I define it, is to look after sovereign matters, that protect the state institution so that it won't be harmed or devoid of its meanings.
The party of Italy's former Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, says he's given it the strongest indication yet that he will attempt to return to power. The People of Freedom Party, which was founded by Mr. Berlusconi, said it had called off a planned primary to choose a candidate for next year's presidential election. Alan Johnston reports from Rome.
For months, Mr. Berlusconi has kept Italy guessing. At times, he seemed to be on the verge of announcing a return to frontline politics, but then backed off. Now, though, the most senior figure in the party he founded, the People of Freedom Party, has said that the former Prime Minister will indeed be returning to take direct control of it, that he will lead it into the elections. Mr. Berlusconi, however, still hasn't made any formal announcement himself confirming this.
The American Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, says the administration has intelligence which raises serious concerns that the Syrian government is considering the use of chemical weapons. Mr. Panetta is the latest U.S. official to express such fears, although he didn't give details on the nature of the intelligence. The head of Afghanistan's intelligence services, Asadullah Khalid, has been injured in a suicide bombing in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban say they targeted Mr. Khalid, a close ally of President Karzai. Ola Girin reports from Kabul.
The bomber struck as Afghanistan's intelligence chief, Asadullah Khalid, was meeting officials in a Kabul guest house. It's unclear how the Taliban managed to get so close to one of the biggest targets in the country and one of their biggest enemies. Mr. Khalid took over the intelligence agency just a few months ago. Sources say he has been changing location regularly to reduce the risk of attack. The controversial spy chief has survived several assassination attempts in recent years.
World News from the BBC. Sri Lanka's Chief Justice, Shivani Bandaranaike, has walked out of an impeachment hearing, saying it wasn't being conducted fairly. Her lawyers said they weren't given reasonable time to assess the prosecution's charges, nor given a list of witnesses. Dr. Bandaranaike, who's been in dispute with the Sri Lankan president, is accused of financial and official misconduct. She denies this, and her supporters say the impeachment charges are politically motivated. Russia says it'll be forced to retaliate against a new American law, imposing sanctions on Russian officials accused of human rights violations. A foreign ministry statement in Moscow described the move as a theater of the absurd. Earlier, the U.S. Congress gave its final approval to the measure as part of wider legislation lifting Cold War-era restrictions on American trade with Russia. European football's governing body, UEFA, has decided to spread the matches for its championship finals in 2020 throughout the continent, rather than holding them in just one or two countries. Alex Kapstick reports.
The idea of spreading Euro 2020 to various cities around the continent was first mooted by UEFA's president, Michel Platini. It was partly to avoid the financial burden on single or joint hosts in a time of economic difficulty. The only objection came from Turkey, which is one of the bidding candidates. It's unclear how many cities will be chosen, but Michel Platini has previously spoken of around a dozen, with the semi-finals and the final possibly held in the same country.
A bus driver in Vienna has been praised for his honesty after he found and handed in a bag with more than $500,000 in it, which had been left on his bus by an old lady. He gave the bag to the police, who were able to identify the pensioner using a bank deposit slip found with the money. The lady had reportedly withdrawn her entire life savings from the bank. It's not known what she intended to do with the cash. BBC News.